This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Top political leaders are busy holding back-to-back rallies across the country as campaigning has heated up for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will continue his campaign in Uttar Pradesh today. He held a rally in Barabanki this morning. Later, he will be addressing rallies in Fatehpur and Hamirpur constituencies of the state today. In the evening, the Prime Minister will be seen campaigning in Maharashtra, in Rai Bareilly, where Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a political rally. Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, along with Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, will jointly address a rally. India Alliance is organizing a rally on the Bandra Kurla complex ground in Mumbai. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, senior leader Sharad Pawar, Uddhav Thackeray, and other leaders of India Alliance are expected to address the rally. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will be in Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, and Jharkhand today. In UP, he is likely to address a rally in Amethi Lok Sabha constituency. In Jharkhand, he is likely to attend a roadshow in Ranchi Lok Sabha constituency. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma is scheduled to hold 4 public meetings at Kabi Surya Nagar, Kantabanji, Loisinga, and Delang Kanas in Odisha today. Today is the last day to withdrawal of candidature for the 7th phase of the Lok Sabha polls. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in 7 states and 1 union territory will go to poll in this phase on the 1st of next month. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. The counting of votes for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. Aam Aadmi Party's Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal has lodged a complaint with Delhi police over the alleged misconduct of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA with her. In a social media post, Ms. Maliwal said she has given her statement to the police on the incident. She hoped that appropriate action will be taken in this regard. Ms. Maliwal urged BJP not to do politics on this incident. She also claimed that some people tried to assassinate her character by insinuating that she was making such allegations on the instructions of another party. It was alleged that Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA, Vibhav, had misbehaved with Swati Maliwal at the Chief Minister's residence on the 13th of this month. World Telecommunication and Information Society Day is being observed today. The day is observed to raise awareness of the possibilities that the use of the Internet and other information and communication techniques, ICTs, can bring to societies and economies. On this day, the country celebrates its extraordinary digital journey of empowering its citizens and its emergence as a global leader in the digital sphere. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the Wankhede Stadium this evening. Lucknow Super Giants' chances of making the last four are extremely weak, even if they win their last APL game by a huge margin. In table tennis, India's number one paddler Manika Batra and veteran Sharad Kamal will lead the six-member Indian team in the Paris Olympics 2024. Table Tennis Federation of India announced the squad yesterday. All the players of the team were selected based on world rankings. Country's top-ranked men's player Sharad Kamal with world number 40 ranking Manav Thakkar with 62nd ranking and Harmeet Desai ranked 63rd comprise the men's team. Manika Batra with world number 24 ranking, Shrija Akula at 41st rank and Archana Kamath with 103rd rank will be the part of the women's team. India Meteorological Department has forecast that severe heat wave conditions are very likely to prevail over some parts of West Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Monday. East and Central India are also likely to witness heatwave conditions from tomorrow. IMD also predicted heatwave conditions over northwest India and Bihar to continue for the next 4 days. In Punjab, IMD has predicted a further increase of heat in the coming days. The state government has announced the summer vacation in schools from the 1st of June. And that is the end of this news bulletin.